Flashman Geese presents I Love a Mystery.
Hi, Edith.
You?
Yes? Oh, excuse it, Edith, if I close the door. I don't like to drag.
Jeff, what is it? Who are you?
Doc, lock the door.
Yeah.
Now, stand with your back to it so nobody can get out.
Sure.
What do you call this anyway? Piracy? Modern piracy?
Better tell your steward to watch that tray or he'll have it in your lap.
Steward, mind what you're doing.
Oh, yes, Miss Sedgwick.
Well, I should think so. And close your mouth.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick.
Shall I go for the captain, ma'am? Oh, and Tonka, do you think you can go for the captain with those two men between you and the door?
Yes, ma'am.
Or maybe you think you could knock their heads together.
Oh, no, ma'am.
That's what I thought. Edith.
Yes, Miss Edward.
Oh, don't just stand there. Pour me my coffee before it's stone cold.
Yes, of course.
Put it here by my wheelchair. Stuart, scramble me one egg on the electric plate.
Yeah, I'll make that six eggs, Stuart. I'm hog hungry.
One egg, Stuart.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, if that ain't the height of the inhospitality.
Ouch!
Matter with you, Edith?
He pinched me, that's what.
Hey,
keep away from him.
Miss Sedgwick.
I don't recall having spoken to you.
Yeah, that's
true. When I want you to speak, I'll let you know. I never let anything interfere with my breakfast. Watch that egg, Steward.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick.
It is that toast burning?
No, Miss Sedgwick, just the way you like it.
Your egg is ready, ma'am.
Good. Smells delicious. Now the toast, Edith.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick.
Doggone it, Jack. I don't know when I smelled anything that smells as good as that toast and egg. Did you scramble that egg in butter, Stuart?
I beg your pardon.
Come on, answer him, Stuart.
Scrambled in butter, yes.
That's yours the way to scramble eggs, all right. How come you're cooking breakfast, though, when you've got a good sweet cook in the galley?
Miss Sedgwick prefers her breakfast prepared at the table.
Well, that's doggone smart. Then she gets it piping hot. Yes, sir, that's what I'm going to do when I get to be a rich millionaire. I'm going to have somebody make my breakfast right at the table, and I'm going to have a good-looking female gal like Edith here to wipe the egg off my chin.
Huh. You're the two men who came to see me at the hotel yesterday, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Doc Long. This is Jack Packard. Both of us apologizing for needing a shave, and both of us hungry as she-wolves with a lip.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, then. What can you expect, being Shanghai like we were?
Shanghai?
That's right.
Well, that's not quite the truth, Miss Cedric. I was worried about you making this trip even after you practically threw us out of your hotel suite yesterday. We came aboard the Nightbird last night to check up on your stores and see just how serious you were about the adventure.
Which is about the height of none of your business, if I may say so.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, we did. But before we could get away, you and Edith and T.Y. and the captain came aboard and upped anchor. And there we were, stuck down in the locker room.
Yes, ma'am, with Jerry.
With Jerry?
Yes, and she's the A1 Detective Agency's super scrumptious secretary.
A girl?
She's always female, all right.
I won't have her aboard. As a matter of fact, I won't have any of you aboard.
Well, it's a little late to put us ashore, don't you think?
Why didn't you come up at once and let us put you off before we got so far out?
Because we thought it best not to be put off.
Thought it best. Now, look. If you think you're going to stay on this craft and horn in on the pirate treasure which belongs exclusively to my little Chinese girl, P.Y.
Oh, you're recovering that treasure for P.Y. exclusively.
Of course. What would I do with any more money? And if you think...
Look, we don't want P.Y.'s money.
How do I know that?
We think you're being made the butt of some kind of a vicious scheme. We've got no other motive than to see that you get a fair deal on all this.
I don't believe that.
I beg your pardon, Miss Sedgwick. May I say a word?
You keep out of this. What is it?
I don't know these men, but Cook and I think like they say.
What's that?
Yes, ma'am. Cook says this ship's ripe for murder, and Cook's been on a lot of ships, ma'am.
Ripe for murder?
So you see, Miss Sedgwick, you might be glad to have us aboard at that.
But who's going to be killed?
Well, don't you worry your pretty little head none about that either, baby. If it's a killer on this ship, he'll find a victim. A murderer and his victim always manages to get together somehow.
Hours out from San Diego, and already the spine-chilling whisper of murder on the prowl is being passed about. Murder for what? A pirate map? Revenge? Fear? Or just an untamed lust after blood? But first...
Say, Dresser, I sure was interested in what you said a while ago about getting our vitamins in natural foods. That should make our vitamin cocktail plenty popular. It combines two natural foods that are pretty potent and important vitamins.
You bet it does. When you put Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice together, you've got all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition. You see, Fleischmann's yeast with the yellow label is not only one of the richest sources of the natural vitamin B complex, it's the only yeast of any kind with added amounts of vitamins A and D. And, of course, tomato juice is one of nature's richest sources of vitamin C. So when you drink two vitamin cocktails every day, you get your minimum daily requirement of vitamins A, B1, C, and D, and a good supply of all the vitamins in the B complex group. But remember, if you need more vitamins, neither the vitamin cocktail nor anything else can really help you in just a day or two. You've got to stick with it, at least a week. So buy a week's supply of Fleischmann's yeast, 14 cakes. It'll keep all week in your refrigerator. Then take it in tomato juice twice a day for a week straight. Honest, if you're short of vitamins, the vitamin cocktail can really benefit you. And you'll want to keep right on taking it regularly.
Rick, it ain't such a bad idea at that to have a couple of boys around to play on your side, now, is it?
If I knew for certain you were on my side.
Well, I don't know what more you want to convince you. We've come to you and laid our cards on the table, and we've done nothing but warn you of possible danger ever since we first met you.
Which might so easily be a clever way of getting into my confidence.
Well, we've done our best to help you in spite of yourself. Now it's up to you to make your own decision.
Yes, and I'm quite capable of making it. Stuart.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick?
Stuart, I want you to go get Captain Norton.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Jack.
Let him out now.
And Stuart, listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
If you so much as mention these two men to anyone, I'll have your tongue out.
Not even to Captain Norton?
To no one. I'll go bring him here.
Right away, Miss Sedgwick. Well, on your way, boy. Man, it's a pitching and tossing out there. How come we're only running under sail when we got all that there good machinery down in the hole?
Our gasoline reserve is limited. Got to use sail whenever possible on a trip of this kind.
Oh, aren't you running awful short-handed on a boat of this size?
I wouldn't say so.
Oh, you wouldn't. Just the captain, one able seaman, the sweet cook, and your steward?
If it's any concern of yours, the cook and the steward double as ordinary seamen when necessary. And my able seaman is worth any two men you ever laid eyes on.
Yes, ma'am. We've been hearing about this here Holy Joe sailor boy. Is that his real name, Holy Joe?
That's what they call him.
Still, any way you look at it, four men for a ship of this class.
That doesn't count the two deaf mutes down in the engine room.
Deaf mutes?
Did you say deaf mutes, Miss Sedgwick?
And why not? I don't want this craft cluttered up with a lot of talking, nosy help. Why shouldn't I use deaf mutes? They're well-trained engine men, and they stay down there with their machinery out from underfoot.
Well, where the heck did you ever get them at?
They were Mexican peons whose tongues had been clipped and whose ears had been punctured in their childhood 20 or 30 years ago when bandits roamed the hills of Mexico, descending on the villages, pillaging and torturing.
Well, I'll be doggone.
I got these two men out of an industrial school in Mexico City 7 years ago.
Well, been on your yacht ever since?
They have. Now, I think it's time I asked you a question.
Yeah?
You say you brought a girl aboard.
Yeah. Her name's Jerry Booker.
Where is she now?
We left her down in the empty cabin. The Chinese girl came in just as we took over, so we left her helping Jerry clean up a little.
See why it's much too friendly for her own good. Edith.
Yes, Miss Edgar.
Go down and see what you can do for this Booker girl.
Very well.
Bring her up here when she's presentable.
Yes, Miss Edgar.
Hey, you don't need to sidle by me, sugar. I ain't going to pinch you no more. See, I'll open the door for you. Out you go, sweet, sir. Oh, here comes Captain Norton. Hey, he's got a bodyguard with him.
What's that?
Man, oh, man. Is that Holy Joe you phone?
That would undoubtedly be Holy Joe, although I can't see them from here.
Quite a man.
Close the door.
Now, they're almost here.
Shut that door.
Well, sure.
Now, stand over there inside the bathroom door.
What's that for?
I don't want you seen until they come in.
No.
Hurry. Get over there.
Yeah.
Yes, Captain. Come in.
You sent the steward for me, Miss Edgwick?
I did. But I didn't tell you to bring Holy Joe with you.
That's all right, Miss Edgwick. Come in, Joe.
Thank you, Captain Norton. Shall I close the door?
Yes.
Captain Norton, what do you mean by this insolence?
Insolence, is it, ma'am? There's no insolence in a captain doing what he sees fit on his ship.
You may be captain of the Nightbird, but I am still the owner, my good man.
Be that as it may, ma'am, the captain is in command of the high seas. And if I choose to bring Holy Joe to this cabin with me, that's entirely within my rights.
I see. What do you want?
I beg your pardon, ma'am. You sent for me.
But you didn't bring Holy Joe with you simply because I sent for you, surely.
Maybe. Maybe not. I'm needed back on deck. What was it you wished, ma'am?
Holy Joe.
Si, Senorita Sedgwick.
What are you and Captain Norton up to?
But, Senorita, there is
no... Don't tell me. There's cupidity in every line of your face.
Now then, ma'am.
Keep still, Captain Norton. Holy Joe, let me tell you something for your own good.
Si, senorita.
If you or Captain Norton have any intentions of stealing either the parchment map of P.Y. Ling or of making away with the pirate treasure once it's been uncovered, you are making the mistake of your life.
But, senorita, how is it you think such things? My heart and my honor and my loyalty, they are at the feet of the senorita.
You say that over my face. And at the same moment, the very devil himself is watching out of those black eyes of yours.
Senorita, I do not know how you can say such
Get
things.
Get out of my cabin.
Miss Sedgwick.
Get out, both of you. And if you don't mind what you're doing, I'll see you both hanged higher than any pirate that ever sailed the Pacific.
See, we will go.
Now, wait. You better know what you're up against before you try any of your shenanigans. Mr. Packard. Mr. Long.
Coming right up.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick. Packard. Long. How did these men get aboard this craft?
Senor Capitan, who are these men?
These men, Holy Joe, are two gunmen I stowed away aboard the Nightbird to look out for my interests. And apparently it's just as well I did.
These men are gunmen?
Private detectives.
Oh, most interesting, I'm sure.
You're dead gum right, son. It's going to be plenty interesting for somebody before this voyage is over.
See, si. For somebody, senor.
Now you may go, Captain Norton.
Miss Sedgwick, these men are stowaways aboard my ship. Not only my privilege, but my duty to lock them below deck.
You just tried, boy.
To resist this mutiny. You'll be locked below deck and be set ashore on the first land spit that heaves into view.
Captain Norton, you attempt to molest my guests.
Your guests. These men are stowaways, and they shall be treated as stowaways.
Uh-oh. More company.
Who is that?
That's me, Miss Sedgwick, ma'am. It's me with an armful of sea wildcats. Did somebody lock the door open?
You got an armful of what?
It's the sweet cook.
Open the door, Joe.
See, Captain.
By Jerry, that's what my vet and jungle tigers, but I ain't never run into anything like this.
What in blazes, sweet?
Hi, Captain.
What have you got there, cook?
Miss Sedgwick, ma'am, I caught myself a she-wildcat, if you know what I mean.
A girl?
Aye, and what a girl. I had to put that herd potato sack over her head and arm. She was that wild. You can see on my neck and face how she bit and scratched me.
Where was she, sweet?
In the galley supply locker, Captain, crouched down in the dark corner.
Hold still, you little she-animal.
Yes, we'll put her down on her feet. I'll help you to hold her.
Yeah, get that sack off her head before she suffocates.
Hang on tight, mister. She's a catamount on spring.
Okay, I got her. Whip that sack off her head.
Uh-huh. Here it comes. Hang on.
Yep.
There.
Oh, you fool. You evil one.
Hey, hold it, sugar.
Hang on to her. Hang on to her, doctor.
I told you.
Get your hands off. I kill you. I bite. Oh.
Bite me, will you? Now hold still like a human being.
Oh, you strike soon, ya.
You're doggone right, I strike soon, ya, whatever your name is.
For this thing, you die.
For this thing, you die if you don't quit flexing them claws and digging them into me. You go.
Who's that one?
Never mind who I am. Who are you?
I'm soon, ya.
Soon, ya, what? What are you doing on this yacht?
I am soon, ya. Handmaiden to High Priest on Island of Skulls.
Hey, you're what?
See, I'm handmaiden to High Priest, where power of life and death over all peoples on Island of Skulls.
Power of life and death, eh?
I'm handmaiden to death. Many on this ship die horrible death. I have said so.
Doggone, look at them little white teeth click together.
To mix the vitamin cocktail, simply break up a cake of Fleischmann's yeast in a dry glass with a fork. Be sure the glass is dry and that you use a fork. Add just a little tomato juice and stir till smoothly blended. Fill the glass, give it another stir, and here you are, the vitamin cocktail. It contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition. And if you bake at home, four of the vitamins in Fleischmann's yeast, A, B1, D, and G, are not appreciably lost in the oven. They go right into your bread. The further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry in their search for the pirate loot on the Island of Skulls will come to you next week at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast.
Favorite pudding flavor? Chocolate, butterscotch, vanilla? Royal has all three. All you add is milk to make delicious, smooth Royal puddings. order a supply tomorrow. And to get that royal flavor, be sure to ask for royal puddings. I Love a Mystery comes to you from Hollywood. You are listening to the Blue Network.